Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. We're joined by Giants quarterback Eli Manning, day two of training camp. So how weird was it in day one to not see number 76, Chris Snee, there?
It was a little different, and he's just been a staple for so long and in the huddle, and it was just his presence. He wasn't going to be the guy saying a whole lot or talking much, but just knowing he's going to be that guy at right guard. So we'll have to get used to that, and it'll be a little different just not having him around the locker room and in the huddle, but you know, someone's had to step up and fill some big shoes.
All right, everyone's talked about the stories of Chris Snee and the kind of teammate he was and leader. Just give me a little bit on him, as how good a player he really was.
You know, he was dominant at that right guard, and just so strong. You know, just had total confidence in him in there, that he was going to do his job, and he was going to fight, and he was going to give it his all, and he was going to be well prepared. And so you just love those type of players. And it was really a great honor to be his teammate for these last 10 years, and we're going to miss him as a player and as a person.
All right, obviously for a quarterback, continuity along the offensive line, it's totally different for you. Now you throw in a whole new offense. How's the transition been for you?
You know, I think it's going well, and I think it's important that we're all coming in this together, kind of learning at the same tempo, at the same pace, and I think that's been helpful for us, because we get to ask a lot of questions. We're talking a bunch, you know, figuring out, trying to get on the same page. And so I think that experience is going to be good, just going through it, learning it together, making up our own calls, getting our own terminology as we go to make sure we're going to be on the same page.
As a two-time Super Bowl MVP, I would assume that as you move forward here during the course of the year, that you're going to tell the coach, these are things that I'm comfortable with, these are things that I'm not. How does that communication work with Ben McAdoo?
I think it works well, and that's what he's asking. You know, those are the questions he wants to know. You know, what plays do I like? What plays do I feel comfortable with? Just the timing, the reads, making fast decisions. You know, the more plays we can run versus the more looks, the better off we'll be. Just having a great, you know, understanding. And also, I got to be fair. And you know, some plays that I'm not very comfortable with right now, I'm not going to disregard those. I got to become more comfortable with some of these new concepts that we're running, because I think they have possibilities and they have chances to be, you know, some of my favorite plays. I just need more reps at them.
So for a guy that's going into his 11th year in the National Football League, you're always one to try to improve. All the great quarterbacks never rest on their laurels. What are some of the things that you've worked on in the offseason to elevate your game even further?
You know, I think just getting, you know, fundamentals, working hard on fundamentals, making sure my feet are telling me, you know, what to do, kind of what kind of throw I got to make, when I got to bail out of the pocket, when to go to my check down. So really, that's something that I think this offense, we talk about a lot about, is your feet, you know, really kind of telling you your progression, what to do, how to react to certain plays. And so we've worked hard on that, and just making great decisions and you know, finding completions, being very accurate when we're throwing the ball, trusting your throws.
2011, you carried this football team. The running game wasn't good during the season. In the playoffs, it got better. But when this team has had consistent success, 05, 6, 7, and 8, four straight playoffs, the running game was a component that was very important. How important is it to get back to that solid running game?
Yeah, the run game is always so important, just because it during those tough fourth quarters when you got a lead, hopefully, you know, you're able to pound the ball. It slows down the pass rush. When those defense knows you're not going to run it, or you're not going to run it well, they're thinking, hey, get sacks, you know, rush up the field. So it makes the passing game harder. So you got to have a great mix of the run and pass, and you know, it helps everything, kind of the rest of the offense fall into place.
Eli, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you so much.
Sure thing, Bob.